Let's take another call.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis and Mr. Warren. How are you all doing?
Good morning.
Mr. Ellis, I want to ask you a question. I read this morning dailies where a certain section of the population is saying they are not taking no vaccine. When I take my two vaccines, do you feel I am in my right not to go around those who are entrepreneurs?
Why would you come to the conclusion that having taken the vaccines, you shouldn't go around entrepreneurs? Because there are a lot of them. I mean, you're not going to buy fruit and vegetables anymore. You're not going to the supermarket. I mean, let me see how you're going to avoid that.
What I'm saying, Mr. Ellis, there are entrepreneurs that sells alongside the road, sells in places. When they go in the supermarket, and patronize who I know take the vaccine.
But how would you know? How would you know who is taking the vaccine and who hasn't?
Huh?
People who take the vaccine are not going to walk about with a placard or something on their chest saying, I took the vaccine.
Mr. Ellis, just give me
You're not going to know that?
Just give me one little piece. Well, as long as I see people with locks, I feel that they may take the vaccine, so I don't want nothing from them. I can put my thing point blank.
There are a lot of people with locks who are not necessarily rasters. They carry locks for style.
You see, you don't want Tash to say for a reason, so I go on, though. Thanks.
All right, then. Don't do brass tacks. You just think this thing carefully. Think it through carefully before you come to the conclusion that you are going to start to ostracize this person and that person on the basis of how they look. Because I'm sure you wouldn't want anybody to treat you that way. This is Don't do brass tacks.
Hello, good morning. Am I on the air?
You are.
Hello?
You are on the air, yes.
Yes, good morning. Before I get to my point, if he took the vaccine, I think he shouldn't be able to go around anyone. If that's the purpose of a vaccine, to protect you from catching the virus. So if he took the vaccine, he should be worrying about who took it or who didn't take it. Good, leave that there. No, I'm talking about this pension thing. National First, I want to correct Mr. Waldron. Invalidity is not a pension. The law states specifically that it's a benefit. So don't mix up the two. Good? No. National Insurance. National Insurance became double on the, get started being taxed double in 1992 when the administration, the then administration, revoked Section 31A of the Income Tax Act and made the contribution subject to tax up front. They did not go and revoke Section 8 that tax the benefits. So we are suffering two tax, double taxation on national insurance benefits because we pay on the tax, on the contribution, and then we have to pay on the benefits. That's the problem with national insurance. I've been fighting it since 1992. Good. Government pension. I want everyone in Barbados to know that the civil servants of Barbados contribute to their pension and gratuity. The civil servants receive 75% of their salary. The other 25% remains in the treasury. That is why the persons working in the civil service receive a lower salary than the ones working at the statutory corporation. I want everyone to know that. And persons coming into the service now are at a disadvantage because they contribute to two pensions and they only receive one. And this anomaly was created from the 1st of September, 1975. The rationale behind that then was that they had 10 years before they received national insurance and they would get the pension from the government then. Now we have changed it, and they're only going to get the pension when they reach age 67 and they can get one pension. That is what they should be correcting and leave the people gratuity alone. That's all I have to say today. Have a nice day. Bye.
Okay. Down to brass tacks. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to pick up on what Mr. Waldron said about the invalidity pension. He was just about 67. And the invalidity benefit. Although people are saying that you're getting two sets of money, That is what you work for. And Mr. Waldron was supposed to get into this issue since 2019. This is 2021, and nothing has happened. And they have me living off of an invalidity benefit that I cannot pay my bills, and I cannot pay my rent, and I am suffering. Waldron, issue on this topic, please.
Yeah, let me respond to that. We did make representation to public service. We had a meeting with Sister Gail Atkins and her team, and this matter came up. And their understanding of the interpretation invalidity was like ours, that invalidity, and the, you will get the pension from the Treasury under it. He said, when we have mere representation, I think what you may be not happy with is that the result has not changed to put it back to where it was initially, but we did make representation, and we always support preserving the rights of workers. So I just wanted to correct you. We made representation. The former general secretary, Des Silbert, will tell you that we did make representation on this matter to public service. And there were, it's still, they were looking at getting a legal opinion, but they said with us that what was the practice years ago was their understanding of how the pension is applied, that the abatement should only happen when you reach age 7.
So we did make representation. When am I going to get my money from the Treasury? I signed up to get my money from the Treasury.
Ma'am, if I had, Ma'am, if I had the power to control the Treasury or to do whatever, you can rest assured you will get your money.
It is
the representation
unfair.
Was made, but I'm not happy with it, but we did make vigorous representation. Okay, so, and we will continue to do so.
This is 2021. I want to see something happen in 2021. You can't live enough for a validity benefit of $11.76, go pay $6.50 in rent, go pay water. Do the math. It is not fair.
Agreed. It creates really undue hardship because some people use one check to pay mortgage. Well, some people use one check. Some persons use one check to pay mortgage and other to pay their buy food and utilities. So we know
because
even what
people. The all fair people are not a man can't get my vote in the next 5 years if I live. It is all fair to black people like me that suffering. I can't go on work. So Mr. Waldron, will let you to fight a little harder.
Well,
how long have you been going through this, ma'am?
I was going through this since 2018 when I signed up. 2018, and this is 2021, Mr. Ellis. And some of the people get back their money from the Treasury, and I ain't get mine. It is all fair. I got to live off of $1,176, $650 in rent. I got to pay by the credit union, $573. Do the math. How is the player any month come?
But this is an area you do not understand. That is another confusion too. You restore it on principle. I know the Prime Minister intervened and there was some intervention and it was restored. But I don't understand how you separate some and not the others. The principle shall play across the board. And this is something that has created great confusion. I don't know how to arrive at that.
How can I get money? You tell me you're fighting for us. And this is 2021 and nothing ain't happened. And every day I gotta be scratching my head how my bills gonna get paid. These things will set you mad.
So Warren, how many people are in this kind of position?
Quite a few persons. I don't have the figure, but there are quite a few former public officers who have medically boarded that have being affected similarly. But when the Prime Minister intervened and it was restored, the confusion that I can understand, if in principle, the principle, you agree it should be restored. But then backdated, I don't understand how they eliminate other persons. That is where the confusion has come in. It is subjective. There's a feeling that because it's treated as an expense to the Treasury, that there's this ad hoc way of responding to this whole thing. And I don't think it's a whole messy affair, we see.
Well, Mr. Waldron, I ain't talking no more. Just do sign and let me get money. Because you see this year is a real crucial year. You ain't getting them. I can't even buy groceries for any month. I can't do the last time I went to the supermarket. Because I ain't no money for the supermarket. Well, so what are you going to do?
How do you live?
It's not fair to me.
How do you live?
How I live?
Yes.
I live off of my children gave me little bits and pieces, but then got them mortgages and things to pay. Then I can't put my weight on them. Had not for them, it would be done dead. but I can't pay my bills all the time. Or help me pay my bills. I need my money that I worked so hard for. I gave the government 32 years and 9 months. You think this is fair? 32 years and 9 months? And people that only put in 16 years could get their money from the Treasury? Bullshit. I'm real mad, and I just get real emotional that I'm going to bring it up.
Okay, ma'am. I am sorry to hear of your situation, and I hope that your impassioned plea this morning will assist in getting some action on your behalf. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Good morning, Mr. John. Sorry, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, hi.
Now, I would like to address a question that Mr. Attlee raised a question recently about the vaccines. Hello?
Pardon me?
Mr. Attlee raised a question about the vaccines over the during the course of the week. No, I feel that, I feel that that question was pointed in the wrong direction. The rationale behind my statement is this. Earlier in the year, the Prime Minister wrote the Indian Prime Minister requesting access to 200,000 doses of vaccines to vaccinate 100,000 citizens. She also went on to say that she would appreciate if the Prime Minister would give her a half. And then she expressed a willingness to purchase the other 100,000. Now, on the market, that vaccine, the unit cost in Indian rupees is between 500 to 600 rupees, which work out to about $8.26 US. If you multiply that by 100,000, that is about 826,000 US, which is under 2 million Barbados. Now, my question is, the question should the Prime Minister would need to ask is, why she didn't follow through on her willingness and purchase the other 100,000? Because this vaccine is easily stored. It could be transported in normal refrigeration or even stored up to 6 months in normal refrigeration. So if you want to reach herd immunity, why not follow through on and purchase the full 200,000 doses of the vaccine? Able to vaccinate more persons in the community, and cause herd immunity for Barbados is between 172,425 persons, which is about 60% of our population. So there's a question that why she didn't purchase, you know, as you go, you say, okay, if you give me half, I can buy half. Why she didn't purchase the that 100,000 so as we could get more persons vaccinate and get a rich herd immunity at a faster rate.
That's the question that needs to be addressed. Okay. Thank you very much. Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, welcome.
Yes, sir. I have a question for Ms. Waldron. There's a situation going on at the geriatric right now. I don't know if you're aware of it, with this 12-hour system and how they want to work with the people going in and out, busing them to a hotel, as I understand it. Would this be the same thing as it's been made? But nevertheless, if the union allow this to happen, that they can change situations as they go along, then it become custom and practice. Is it Mr. Waldron?
Yeah. Repeat the question. Repeat the question, please.
The question, though, if they continue to allow, if the union continue to allow government departments to change the rules as they go down, like as at the geriatric hospital, 12 hours and they're bused to a hotel and back. And the question is, should they sit with the representative, which is the union, and discuss this?
When you said 12 hours, so that's an example. You're saying the shift changed to 12 hours? You work 12 hours now? This is what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I understand. I'm not working there.
And this is something new? You never worked it before? This is something recently implemented?
No, this normally happens on the night shift, as I understand it, but we are talking about overall. So they're changing the three shifts.
I can tell you with Psyche, there was some level of consultation. You do get some level of consultation. If it's a new shift that alters terms and conditions significantly, they should really have dialogue with the union. But there's always confusion about the total hours worked in that monthly. If you go past 40 hours on average, I know that is a challenge. I don't think we ever sit back. Once we become aware there's a change in conditions, we represent it. If you, the workers, realize their proposed changes and you draw it to the attention of your union, we would intervene and ask for a meeting to discuss the matter. So if there are changes happening, it's not automatic that it's communicated to us, but if somebody filed a grievance.
The ones that are drawing it to your attention, no. You need to investigate it.
Well, you use the brass tacks form, but yes, okay, I've used this form to draw it to my attention. Okay.
Yeah, but the same time you're investigating that, also look at the night shift, where they work 3 nights, 12 hours, then 4 nights, 48 hours. And at the end of the 4 week shift, they work more than, they work 8 hours
work,
over.
Extra 8 hours, yes, it's 8 hours, yes, it's 8 years, yeah. Right. That sounds like a psyche situation, yeah.
We're not being paid, and what the union are doing about that?
All right, it is something that I'm familiar with. Recently, the psyche, in some discussion I read this, they were a total of, the 4 and 3, maybe over 14 days, it worked 7 at Travis 84, and you're correct, then I work with 168 hours, which seems to extra 8 hours. I know they would argue that nighttime you could get a break more than an hour because of the night duty, but it's something that we have not sat down and necessarily agreed to. We met with the workers, for example, Psyche, to get their input and their suggestions on the way forward. So it's not simply that we sat there and said we agree, but when these things happen, There's a meeting with the representative of workers. We meet with the workers and see what is the best solution. So what you can do, now you've brought to our attention that there's a grievance with the night shift, is something we will ask management for a meeting and communicate on that matter back to you, the workers.
Okay. Mr. Ellis, I have something for you too. On Monday, mm-hmm. a gentleman, a pensioner, called in and spoke about his pension, which is due on Monday. A lady called, and she represents the Prime Minister, I don't know why, without the knowledge. And then you got a message from what you said was a senior civil servant. I know yesterday on your 12:30 news, it is far different that the gentleman is right, that these pensions will not get their pension on, the biweekly will not get their pensions until the 18th, which is the 18th of this month. Which is 3 days bypass their pension. This doesn't happen with those who get pension by the month and have their pension go to their various credit union or banks. Not all these old people can go through the system. So I am wondering why it is that they cannot call out the postman today to bring out pensions alone. I have the post office and the banks are open. I have them to change the check so these people be comfortable, because some of these people have to live from check to check, and it's not fair.
All right, sir. Thanks for your input.